Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Senator Paul Gazelka from District 9 in Minnesota and also the Senate Majority Leader coming up for the next session starting in January. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. You are in pretty much the dead center of Minnesota, or pretty close to your district?
Yes, it is the actual geographic center. It includes Todd County, Wadena County, Morrison, and Southwest Cass counties.
So what's on the horizon, and particularly for rural Minnesota?
You know, there was a number of rural initiatives that broke down at the very end and did not get done in special session. And we'll be looking at a number of those again. And so number one Senate file, I can tell you, will be health care relief and reform. You know, so with the MinSure rates that went up as much as 67% for people paying more than $30,000 a year because of what the government did to them, we need to help fix that. And it's not just relief. We have to bring forth reforms that will drive down the cost of insurance and also deal with some access issues. So that's number one. Not necessarily in this order, but another one is actually passing a transportation bill that includes permanent funding for roads and bridges so that we're always taking care of our roads and bridges. That's been something that people have been working on for a number of years and have not been able to accomplish that, and so we'll do that. And then the third area that I can address is we still want tax relief. We had a $2 billion surplus. Now much of that has gone into reserves. And in related to tax relief, probably the number one related to rural would be ag property tax relief. We had a solution. It wasn't perfect, but it was a solution to provide some relief to farmers whose property taxes have gone sky high. So that would be one of the issues in there. Another issue that we looked at is giving some business property tax relief. The benefit was to everyone, but rural small businesses particularly would have seen relief on that bill.
And then the balance in the Senate is not a huge a balance in favor of Republicans, right? It's maybe one seat?
Huge as in one seat.
Right, okay.
So it's 34-33, you know, which means that we must build some consensus. You know, I'm going to, first of all, have to have agreement within my R34. We're either all together or we're not. I mean, so we'll be more careful and more methodical about what is it that we're trying to accomplish. But also, I know that we have to build some bridges with people on the other side of the aisle. And that last tax bill that the governor vetoed had 89% of all legislators voting for it. So Senate, House, Republican, Democrat, 89%. And so some of this is bridge building, and that's what I like to do. So we'll see how that works out.
Our guest has been Senator Paul Gazelka from District 9. He is the incoming Senate Majority Leader for the upcoming legislative session. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.